Welcome to Spotlight on Africa with me, Daniel Finnan. This week, we're going to hear from a Zambian musician who fled his country after receiving death threats. His song, Rat in the Pot, has been seen as critical of the government, and he's received threatening messages from supporters of the ruling PF party. The well-known artist feared for his life and left Zambia at the start of January. Rights group Amnesty International has said the threats are a brazen attempt to silence dissenting views. It says this spells doom for the culture of robust engagement that the country has been known for. Let's find out more from the man himself. Welcome to the Zambian artist Fumba Chama, also known as Pilato. What is your song Koswe Mumpoto, or Rat in the Pot, all about?
Basically, the song talks about the rats that have invaded the house. They are taking advantage of the situation. So they are stealing, they're even stealing things that they can't use. It's about the destruction that the rats are bringing to this house, which is under their control, you know?
Are you really talking about rats here, or is this some kind of analogy for something else?
It's definitely an analogy for leaders that, instead of saving the people, end up saving themselves. In Zambia, we have a scenario where we have the bush mice and the rats. So the bush mice is a delicacy. It's a food for a certain tribe that's in the eastern province. So in the song, I'm saying we asked for a bush mice so that we could eat it. So instead, you gave us a rat. So now this rat is eating what we're supposed to be eating. This rat is stealing things that it can't even use. It's destroying things that we treasure the most. So it's an analogy of a leadership that, instead of saving, it's self-saving, you know?
Let's be a little more specific. You're talking about the government here. You're talking about the ruling Patriotic Front. You're talking about President Edgar Lungu.
Not exactly just that kind of leadership. I'm talking about the government, obviously. I'm talking about church leadership. I'm talking about local government. It's not targeted at one group of leaders. It's targeted at various types of leaders. So in this case, it's talking about government leaders. It's talking about church leaders. It's talking about community leaders. So instead of saving the people, these leaders are saving themselves.
You're generally talking about authority figures, you're talking about ruling elites. So does this also include the opposition as well?
All the leaders, everyone in the leadership space, that does what's not expected of them, you know? Leadership by design is supposed to save the people. It doesn't matter which platform one is a leader. If they are not saving the people, but they're saving themselves, they are basically rats in the pot.
So tell me, what was the response to this?
I should think it's been great. People are dancing. Some are dancing with their bodies. Some are dancing with their tongues. Some are dancing with fists. Some are dancing with weapons. It's great. I'm excited. It's only disturbing that a certain group of people decided to attack me, to rise and threaten me with death and other stuff. So which is a little off. I didn't expect that humans would resort to such kind of thinking.
What threats did you receive?
I have threats from people who are connected to the government. These are youth organs called youth cadres. So these cadres are like militias responsible for the brutality that happens politically in Zambia. They attack people even at police stations. They attack people even at graveyards. These people have been responsible for a lot of criminality that borders on beating and killing people. So they sent me voice notes. They sent me a video clip warning me and telling me what they're going to do to me. This has not attracted any response from the police. The police have not stepped in. It's these threats that actually pushed me to even leave the country, because I do not feel safe anymore, because these people are powerful enough to even attack you even from the police station itself.
Did you go to the police? Did you go to the authorities to make a complaint about this?
I'll tell you, our system is, our institutions have broken down such that you can't trust the police officers. The police officers are literally weak. They are powerless at the moment. The powers that you expect to be given to the police has been taken away from the police. The people that have powers are these same cadres who are, in literal sense, militias. So these guys are capable of attacking you, even beating and attacking you from the police station. This has happened. The police have no power over them. So me going to the police or just surrendering myself to them, even going to the courts, I've voice notes of them telling me that even if I go to the courts, they'll come and snatch and kill me from there. Even if I was to go to any local embassy in Zambia, they're saying they can actually get there and beat me and attack me from there. I would have loved to go to the police, but the police don't have the power over these people.
Receiving those voice messages, receiving those various different threats, it must have been quite scary.
Very scary, very scary, very, very scary. Especially if you are an individual like me, you know, we have political parties that have faced this brutality, but they are groups. There are a lot of them. So they have various channels. They've got various security apparatus in their own setup. I'm just an individual who doesn't even have a gun to myself. So it's very scary, very dangerous.
Radio stations and TV channels have been ordered to stop playing your song. Does the song itself actually break the Zambian broadcast code, as far as you know? For example, using profanities or inciting people in some way?
It doesn't. It's a pure song. It's a song that doesn't even get anywhere closer to criminality. But you know, I must also mention that this is not just started on this song. I've been a musician for the past 8 years. I only enjoyed radio time in my first 3 years, 3-4 years of my time. The past 3-4 years, again, I don't have radio airplay. I've had reports of DJs calling me, telling me how their bosses were ordered not to play anything by Pilato, being it a social commentary song or just any other a neutral song. They've been told not to do anything, to have anything to do with me. Private or public institution, radio media institutions, I have no space there. It's, my name is like a crime, you know? My music is a crime, regardless of what it's about.
What's the state of free speech in Zambia, do you think?
It's non-existent, considering that even now social media is being clamped down. We have reports of people that have been arrested and jailed for just sharing a status, sharing their mind, their opinions on Facebook. I don't think we enjoy the freedom of expression, the freedom of speech, as we should have.
In your view, has this worsened under President Edgar Lungu or not?
It has worsened. It has worsened. You know, I've been in this space for some time, like I said. So any slight change, it gets to affect me to a greater extent, you know. During President Edgar Lungu, I've been arrested 2 times for expressing myself. One was because I did a song. I was arrested. The other time, it's because I protested the misuse of public funds. This is a new height of abuse of power and abuse of freedoms for people.
Have you questioned yourself? Have you asked yourself whether it's worth continuing being critical of those in power?
I do question myself every time I feel lonely, you know? Like, I get to ask myself, is this necessary? Is this worth it? I think it's a deserving fight, you know. It's necessary, because if we don't do it now, it may be too late tomorrow.
How long will you remain in exile, do you think?
Not for too long. I can't surrender my country to a bunch of thieves.
Thank you very much to Fumba Chama, also known as Pilato, a Zambian singer-songwriter, speaking to us from outside of Zambia. According to the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, the country's Director of Public Prosecutions has charged Pilato with disobedience of a lawful order. The allegations relate to an order issued by the police to stop a demonstration held in September at the country's Parliament building. For this week's Spotlight on Africa, I'm Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.